Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash fools everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. Here are the Bankroll Boys. Who you got?
Over Under 985, the podcast. Just two dummies talking sports radio, talking sports betting. What's up, Dan Lifshatz?
You're taking that to heart. I love it. I love it. I'm good, Joe. We're coming off, I believe, a semi decent week, right, Joe?
Oh, semi decent.
Semi decent. Oh wait, no, I believe we did quite well.
Broke the bookie. The bookie went on vacation.
My bookie literally dropped me.
They went on vacation.
Literally dropped me. I don't have a local bookie anymore.
I know
that's
people,
a true story.
I know people come to listen to the podcast for our picks, so we won't toot our horns on last week. But if you followed, you cashed, and we're going to continue to keep the trend going. And I just want to throw out, this probably will never happen again in my lifetime, but I went 13-0 on Thanksgiving Day, and it may never happen again.
It was an incredible sight. He texted me the photo, and I was like, that's unbelievable. You got to keep that.
It's a real ticket. It is real.
It is something to behold, man. Seriously, it is impressive.
Do you want to review some stuff from last week?
We should review.
Quickly, Thanksgiving Day, all favorites, and I think I may have called that on last week's podcast.
You did. You said you were going to take all the favorites. What did I tell you? Please don't take Dallas, and they were damn close to not covering.
They covered.
In fact, every single one was close to not covering.
They covered.
Every single one covered by 1 point, correct?
They covered.
They did. You were right.
Patriots covered?
Yep.
What did we do on the PPs?
So I believe, what did you have? You had the Patriots as your NFL PP. That was a winner, obviously. Who did you have as your college PPs?
I had Ohio State.
You did? Oh, that's right. You had Ohio State as a PP.
And Central Florida.
And you had Central Florida as a PP.
Who lost their quarterback.
And still covered.
They're done.
Oh, they're done.
They're done.
We will get into that, but yes, they're done. It's done.
And you had Flint.
That's right. I had Florida International cover.
And the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos cover. Washington,
my biggest
college football bet of the year, cover.
That's right.
BYU plus 13, cover.
Covered.
And Utah State plus 3, loss.
And it lost because they couldn't stop them on a basically Boise State would have had to try
clock.
To, like, yeah, they went for the touchdown instead. Yeah, the opposite happened in the Flint game.
Yeah, the exact opposite happened. So I mean, you know, you take the wins and the losses. What, I went 4-1 of my PPs. You went what, 3-0, 7-1. I think we'll take it, Joe.
What's that?
I think
math?
We'll take it.
I'm not good at math.
We're
just two dummies.
Two dummies
who are talking sports.
Don't
betting.
Know anything.
Let's see. That's what, seven bets.
Seven, eight bets.
Eight bets divided by seven. Is that good? No, the other way.
Seven divided by eight.
That's 88%.
Oh, just an 88% week.
88%.
So, okay. We have to stop boasting. Although, can I follow up one more thing?
Yes.
10-2-1 in the NBA daily free picks.
Oh, the daily free pick.
10-2-1.
The daily free pick.
And by the way, the record right now, the all-time free pick record right now, standing at 32-11-2.
Wow.
That is good for 72%.
That's unbelievable.
And that's if you count the pushes as losses.
So I would like to state that we are two guys who bet on sports. We don't try to bet on sports. We're not doing a podcast because we think that people want to listen to. No, it's we think we know sports gambling.
And we bet on sports.
And we actually bet on the sports.
In fact, I had a guy question my authenticity, and I sent him my card. And I said, here you go.
And honestly, Dan, that's why I've been doing it lately. And I just do want to say, people have been asking, hey, what do you do per unit? I'm not sharing that.
Yeah, it's
make up your own mind. Hey, you want $100, $25, whatever.
That's why we use units, guys. You got to eat. Listen, it's just that there's a few things that you don't share. That's one of them in sports betting you don't share. Someone asks you how much you bet. I mean, you do that with your buddies, like your close buddies. You know, like maybe me and Joe will discuss how much we put on the game. But like, I'm just not going to do that with a random Twitter follower. I appreciate you guys, you know, or even a listener. I appreciate all you guys. We do. Just there's got to be a few things that we can't give out.
Yes. But for the most part, lots of support this week. Thank you for all the followers over under 985. We're going to be posting our podcast picks there.
Make sure to follow.
And on our own Twitter handles, we'll be giving away picks. Yeah. Is this going to be posted tonight by 8:30?
This is going to be posted. I don't know if it's going to be in time for the NFL game.
Okay.
So what we're going to do, what I think we should do, is we should talk about the NFL game anyways, but we'll stop and we'll give out the NFL pick on Twitter.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Sounds fair.
Yeah, okay.
Until New Orleans loses or somebody stops New Orleans, I'm not going against them. I don't care if it's the Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott and a good defense. The Saints will be the Saints' best opponent will be the Cowboys during this stretch. It will be. But I'm sorry, Dan. I'm not going against the Saints until they lose. And you also know the trend on Thursday Night Football, right?
I know. Every single favorite has covered. I agree. Eventually, trends are meant to be broken.
That's right.
However.
And when do you fade and when do you follow?
All right. So let's get in. You want to get into college yes. football? Because we propped ourselves a little
and
bit
And I
right
think
there.
You, first game off the bat, we already
I
disagree.
Do. So
Northern Illinois Buffalo.
The
Maction.
3.5. This is the Mac, not just Maction, Joe, the Mac Championship. 7:30 Friday night, the Mac Championship. Listen to me. This is an easy one for me. This is a PP for me. This is probably my biggest play of the week. Northern Illinois +3.5. Listen, Northern Illinois continuously covers versus Buffalo. Buffalo is had a very good season. They're a good team. We saw them get shellacked by Ohio. I think they're starting to go down. I mean, I know that the game is in Detroit, so maybe that's a slight advantage for Illinois as well because the game is in Detroit, so it'll be more of a home game for them. I just think that Northern Illinois in a 3.5-point game, that's a weird, sketchy line. Buffalo should be at least a 6-point favorite, even on a neutral field. I like Northern Illinois in this game. I really do. I think they have a good defense. I think that their offense has now been, you know, they've shown that their offense has been capable in the past few games. They've worked out their offensive woes. I think the Northern Illinois not only covers, but I think they win this game, Joe.
Tyree Jackson, that is the quarterback of Buffalo. Very good quarterback, mobile. The one thing I'll give Dan credit on is the struggle that Buffalo's had this year stopping the run. Northern Illinois is one of the best running backs in Harbison. So last year, Northern Illinois won this game 14-13. So they played each other tough last year. I'll just give you this. I like Buffalo. I think they have been owning the Mac. The other thing is this. I just think that with Buffalo, I think they're somewhere in the 50s in offense this year in the country. And I believe Northern Illinois, 125th on offense.
That's no, you're definitely right about that. But again, Northern Illinois has been much better. And again, those rankings are totally skewed. Remember, Northern Illinois, I think, beat BYU like 3-0. So, I mean, there is some skewing there. Like, Buffalo is 10-2 in the MAC. They should be favored by more than 3.5 versus Northern Illinois. It is a sketchy line. Harbison should run all over them. I'm telling you, I think Northern Illinois is the play here, Joe. So, again, that's my PP. Okay. That is my pick. I am betting it. I don't know how many else times I can say it. Northern Illinois +3.5.
Okay. And, by the way, it's championship week. So the college football season's over. It's now championship time.
It's awesome. This might be my favorite week of the year.
And one of Dan's picks from last week, Washington, won in the snow. They finally stopped the stash. They're 9-3, and they're going up against Utah that pulled out the win against BYU, did not cover.
They did not.
I believe their backup quarterback came in to finish it off as well.
He did, thankfully. They did not cover.
But I've been riding Utah week after week after week. They didn't cover last week. To me, this is a spot where Washington reclaims a little bit of what everyone thought they would be this year. Between Gaskins and Browning, you know, I look at it as, you know, we're now going to start to see the real deal between those two guys.
I'm very worried about the spread. The spread to me is not high enough. I think that Washington is a much better team than Utah. I do. I for some reason, for me, this is the type of game where if I'm going to bet this game, I'm probably just going to parlay that Washington money line.
Well, I think another thing, Dan,
spread scares me.
Another thing to consider, forget about the spread, just in general, Utah struggles away from home. I know they've won some games. They covered their last road game, but take them out of Utah with a backup quarterback, I think it's just a different story.
They are. No, they are a much different team away from home, and I fully agree with that. However, Joe, so is Washington. And that's my big issue there, is Browning has been pretty good at home. I mean, they were pretty solid last week. They handled Wash State. I don't know how good they're going to be on a neutral field. And again, same with Utah. So you kind of even those out a little bit. At the same time, I don't think I want to lay the 5.5 this week. I mean, I actually think that Utah might match up better versus Washington than Wazoo did. I just don't think I want to lay that 5.5.
Okay, so moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on. 5's a bad number. I will say that.
It's a weird number, man.
I like Washington in that game. Do you want to just get a couple of games out of the way before we get to the big ones?
Let's do some of the smaller championships.
Like how about Virginia Tech Marshall? This is a chance for Virginia Tech to be a bowl team. Marshall coming off they lost, right, to Florida International.
Right? No, they beat Florida International by 3.
Oh, sorry. They actually won the game outright. That's right. But they didn't cover.
But they did not cover.
I mean, to me, I think Virginia Tech needs this win to get in. I see the line right now is Virginia Tech is a favorite.
Yeah, VT minus 3.5. They won a huge emotional game last week. And Marshall probably should have rolled Florida International. I mean, really, Florida International struggled from the start and barely got in it. And honestly, I think that was probably a lucky cover. I'm going to be completely honest with that one and fully transparent. I do think there's some interest in Marshall this week. They're now showing that they're a pretty good team. Beating Florida National.
They can throw the ball.
Yeah, they can move the ball. And Virginia Tech continues to not impress me. Like, they won last week. They should not have won.
But
the Cavs shot themselves.
Do they stay out of a bowl? And for me, I'll bet on the fact that they win and get to a bowl.
And so that's exactly where I was going to go on this. However, Virginia Tech's going to be so motivated in this game, I don't want to touch this one at all.
Ooh.
I don't think
I'm not going to make it a pee-pee, but I like Virginia Tech. If it's 3, I'll like them.
It's 3.5. I mean, I don't think it's going to come down. The over 51, Joe, is a little bit of interest to me. The over there. I kind of like the under in the Buffalo game. I like the under in the Washington game. Sorry, the under 44.5 in the Washington game. I like the over 51 in the Marshall game. It does interest me.
Can I just give you another game that really doesn't mean much, but man, it's on the board. UAB is at Mid-Tennessee. This must be a
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That is the Conference USA Championship,
I'm sorry.
Sir.
Sorry.
The Conference USA Championship.
Small championship. Yeah. Murfreesboro.
Hey, championship game, Joe. Don't be dissing.
UAB has been a good story at 9-3. I'm sorry, but I like Mid-Tennessee in this one.
So why
1-point spread.
Why? I mean, it's almost a pick 'em. Why do you like Middle Tennessee?
83rd ranked on offense. They get about 380 yards per game. UAB is coming off a terrible loss. I know their offense has been pretty good this year, but I go by who's the hotter team, and I just think Mid-Tennessee. Plus, this would be a good story for UAB, who almost lost their program, a couple of years ago?
Yeah, so this is an interesting one. Mid-Tennessee opened as a 2.5-point fave. It's down to 1. Which means, you know where the sharp money is going. It's going on UAB. And, Joe, I'm going to agree with them on this one. I think UAB is the better team. I'm not sure why Middle Tennessee is actually even favored in this game, to be perfectly honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get it. It's in Tennessee. I get that it's probably a home game. I'm assuming that's Floyd Stadium is their stadium. I can't be positive, to be honest with you. However, I assume it's a home game for them. I just think UAB is a better team. I do. I don't want to go against it's nothing that I love, Joe. I just think that UAB has been a better team. They've been consistently one of my favorite conference USA teams all year. So I'd probably ride UAB here.
Are you into this Stanford Cal?
I am. What? I do. I actually have a play on this one. Not a pee-pee, but I think I'm going to play this one.
So off the bat, normally I like Stanford in these situations. When their defense plays well, they're 7-0 this year. When they at least have a turnover, I don't know. Cal surprised me this year. I've watched them do some things that I just didn't think they were that good. They have a quarterback named Garbers. But Costello, 28 touchdowns. Was it Bryce Love, the running back at Stanford? It's probably his last game. So I put a little bit of stock into that, but I kind of like Cal in this spot. This is a makeup game, by the way.
So I kind of like Cal, too, especially at 3.5. I think that's certainly a decent line for them.
Like, I feel like the public will jump on Stanford.
I do, too. I think it's too early right now. I think you're probably going to see a good mix. The thing is that this game did open at 2, Joe. So at 3.5, you know where the sharps are. They're on Stanford. Again, I'd always roll with the sharps. I do think that Cal is being undervalued there, especially at 3.5. I mean, I can understand wanting to take Stanford at 3, having them favored by a field goal. 3.5, to me, is where you probably have to start turning that tide a little bit. I think that Cal at 3.5 is a half-decent bet, to be honest with you. I really do think that this is a good chance to get some value on a team that has been undervalued, as you said, all year. I mean, they finished with the same record. I know Stanford was a bit better in the Pac-12, and again, that's, you know, probably a little bit more valuable. But again, Cal wasn't terrible, 4-4. I think that Cal probably covers that 3.5, maybe by hook.
I'm going to wait until kickoff for that one. Maybe we'll set off a nice little pee-pee, maybe.
3 o'clock game on Saturday. So, you know, one of those middays.
All right, so I'm out on the rest of the non-meaningful games like NC State, ECU. Like, I don't care.
Can we do the Sun Belt Championship? Because I actually think that this is an – I actually think that there's an interesting line here.
Yeah.
And so App State is 16.5-point favorites versus UL Lafayette. The over-under is at 58 in this one. App State's going to win the championship. Okay, they're the better team. There's no question about it. UL Lafayette has quietly been a covering machine. They're continuously covering all these spreads. 16.5 though is a lot. I kind of think there's a good chance that App State actually ends up blowing them out this one. I just think that App State's going to be rolling. I believe it's in Boone, which I believe is, you know, where they play. All their home games. I think this is going to be a blowout, Joe. I really do. I think there's a good chance that App State's going to roll.
ULL will be happy to get there, happy to get the Sun Belt swag, and Appalachian State is going to roll them over. Trey Rogas, that's the name. Remember that one. Running back for Appalachian. He's from ULL. He's going to get torn down. What's good about Appalachian State is they can. I know they're known for running the ball.
But Sutton.
Yeah.
Sutton is the kid there. Yeah, Sutton is the kid there. Yeah, I actually am a big fan of Corey Sutton. I think he might get drafted in the next few years. So he's a legitimate draft prospect. So he is the guy there. He is the big wide out there.
I got a pee-pee. You ready?
Oh, hit me.
What team do you think that I have rode the most this year? And what game was I texting you on what was happening while I was at a movie with the wife, and they just lost their star quarterback? It's UCF.
UCF.
I have been riding that ass all year long. I'm going Memphis.
Fading UCF because of the quarterback?
I just think Memphis right now with Henderson, the other running back that they have, Brady White at quarterback, I just think that the way they've been playing, they're going to upset UCF.
This game is at UCF, correct? I believe so. I believe it's at Spectrum.
It's Orlando. Oh, didn't know that one.
I believe it's a home game for the Knights.
I like Memphis
without their quarterback.
This line opened at 9. It's now 3.5.
Yeah, because it opened at 9 because they thought they might have a chance at the quarterback. I don't know why. My guess is that the line probably opened at 9 somewhere last week or like during the game. You know, maybe there's a chance of that, so maybe that's kind of why the opening's so off. I got to tell you, Joe, Memphis gave them such a hard time the first time this year, and you had UCF in that one, and they won. I think by 1 point, right? They beat them by 1 point, but they did not cover.
This is why I fade them, though.
I do think that there is. I think it's Memphis or nothing. I fully agree with you.
I do think the backup quarterback wasn't bad. I watched him play. The defense still performed.
He's not bad. But it's Memphis or nothing. I mean, really, I think Brady White's been pretty good for Memphis this year. Daryl Henderson's been like their crazy back or whatever.
But they got a backup that's big.
And Coxie's that huge wide receiver that they have.
He's good.
DeMonte Coxie, yeah. Those are the guys for Memphis. I think Memphis's offense is just good. The over 65 is in the over under at 65 is weird because you don't know where you're going to get out of UCF. You just don't. I mean, new quarterback. I understand, you know, you just don't know what you're going to get. So I wouldn't touch the total. I do think the Memphis team total over 31 is something to look at. Something.
Wow. 31-28 Memphis, you heard it here first. You know what? I'm going to make it a peepee. You know why? Because I've been thinking about it all week long.
Really?
Yeah. And like, I have been the biggest supporter of Central Florida. So fade or follow, I like Memphis to win the American Athletic Conference. Moving on.
Hold on one second. If Milton doesn't get hurt, do you put UCF in the playoffs?
No. Okay. I think they got it right.
Good. Because you know, the Bet Online dropped a line. They were just doing like theoretical lines. Do you know what the line versus Alabama was going to be?
Was it 21?
33.
Oh, wow.
Gross.
I saw a few lines out there that, like, Notre Dame.
I would have taken
Notre
UCF
Dame was like 21 point underdog.
I would have taken UCF at 33.5, but still, that is disgusting.
But just quickly, they got it right. Bama should be 1, Clemson should be 2, Notre Dame and Georgia.
I agree.
If Georgia beats Alabama, they're in. If Oklahoma beats Texas,
oh man,
they're in. If Georgia loses and Oklahoma loses, then Ohio State should be in.
Okay.
Do we disagree or no?
I think Ohio State's a better team than Oklahoma.
I do too. Defensively, yes. But Oklahoma beats West Virginia and Texas back-to-back weeks, they are in.
That's fair, but Ohio State beats Michigan and Northwestern back-to-back weeks, which is more impressive.
Ah, Northwestern.
Oh, I mean, okay, but Michigan is, I mean, first off, Northwestern's a top 20 team.
What's West Virginia then?
No, I mean, West Virginia is what? Was a top
10? Then what's Texas? The Red River rivalry and
Texas,
the other one
Texas,
back-to-back weeks?
What is Texas?
Texas is good. They made it to the championship game.
They're okay.
Lil Humphrey.
They're okay.
Lil Jordan.
You love Lil Jordan.
Love the name.
You love Lil Jordan. Okay. What's you want to talk about that one?
Listen, 7.5 is too many points for Oklahoma against Texas. It's too many.
It's up to 8.
And you know what? The total's 77.5.
Yeah, I'm not taking the over. No, I can't. I got sucked into a Texas over earlier this year, and I was stupid. I knew it was stupid, and I can't take a Texas over after that. 77.5, that was a big number.
Dude, Texas is 9-3, dude.
What is my rule is always to go.
And you know who won earlier this year? I don't mean to cut you off, but it was Texas who beat that ass.
I know they did. I'm just...
They eliminate that loss, dude.
It's going to be basically a home game for them too, because it's in Arlington. The game is going to be played in Arlington. So I mean, listen, I think Texas with the 8 is the right side there. I agree. You won't see me betting this game. I think, however, Joe, if you want to bet Washington, you want to bet the Washington game, and you like Washington, but you don't want to bet that spread, Washington Oklahoma money line parlay pays out -115. Call it a day. That's how I would play that. That's how I would do that.
One of the questions we got this week was about parlays and teasers.
We are going to talk about that because I am so I'm so tired of people.
If we don't do it this week, we'll do it soon.
Okay.
Just quickly, Texas and Oklahoma. These are really two really good teams right now. For my money, I think Kyler Murray is the Heisman. We can debate about that one. Shea Ellinger has been very good for Texas. Only 4 interceptions on the year.
He's so inconsistent, though.
Yeah, he is. And sometimes they go to their quarterback, Boucher, every once in a while.
Yeah, I can't. He's overrated.
But Oklahoma's won 6 in a row. Texas won 3 in a row. Oklahoma's offense has been incredible the last few weeks.
At home. They are an elite offensive team when they're home.
I think this game is a 4-7 point win for Oklahoma.
I think that's fair. I think Texas is going to keep it within a touchdown.
I think Texas is probably the best side.
I think at 8 they're the best side. I don't see any value on Texas. Now Texas at 10, now we're talking. There's some value there. Texas at 8? Nah, I'm not touching that.
Before we get to the Ohio State game, I wanted to mention Clemson and Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has been that FU team to me all year. Go against them. I bet them 1 week. Like last week, they didn't even show up because they already like won the game. But 27.5 against Pitt. I'm sorry. I like Pitt in the spot. But Duke covered the 29.5 by the half a point a few weeks ago. Pittsburgh's getting a little respect here. So if they go down 4 touchdowns, you lose your bet. I would just like to say that Pittsburgh has been very, very formidable this year. And I don't know, for Clemson to wrap it up and go to the playoff, I think 4 might be favoring Texas. I had Clemson in that one.
South Carolina covered versus Clemson last week. I think the line was, 28 or whatever it was.
When's the last time Clemson's covered a game, by the way?
But here's the thing. Outside of that, Clemson's covered. They covered versus BC. They covered versus NC State. That huge NC State line, that was massive. And I was like, oh, man, that's scary. They crushed them in that one. I'm going to be honest with you. I think I'm going to roll Clemson on this one. Listen, Pittsburgh has been the bane of your existence all year, to be fair. I mean, really, every single time you've played a pick game, it has been the bane of your existence. So, Joe, I'm telling you, buddy, sit this one out.
You might be right.
Don't bet it. I mean, really, I don't think
it's going to land right between 27 and 28 or 29.
It's going to do that.
It's going to land right in the middle.
You're going to lose your mind. You're going to lose your mind. Don't do it. I think that Clemson is the right side. If I'm going to play it though, Clemson first half. Really, they're going to come out steamrolling because this team. They got to show what they can do. They got to get on every. They got to get all cylinders firing if they're going to go into the college football playoffs. No better way to do that than beating up on a scrub Pittsburgh team.
I agree. This is a good one here. You watched Fresno last week. Watched Boise last week. Yeah, I actually bet the Fresno Boise State game a couple of weeks ago.
God damn,
and Boise. Fresno lost. Fourth quarter, Boise State, just methodical. Alexander Madison, their big running back.
That kid's
going to go pro.
I like Fresno.
So you like Fresno in the spot. The only reason why I say this is Fresno did control the last time they met. They did. Now, where is this game?
It's in Boise.
It's in Idaho.
It's in Boise.
How do you go against Boise in Idaho with Brett Rippon? And by the way, I think Brett Rippon gets drafted this year.
Really?
I think he is a pro quarterback, yeah.
I mean, he's
got 3,500 yards and 30 touchdowns.
So here's what I'll tell you, Joe. Remember we were talking earlier about, well, I think everyone's going to be on a specific side early. I think that that Buffalo, everyone's going to be on Buffalo. I think everyone's going to be on Boise this week. Fresno State controlled the game last time. Boise State had a rough game last week. I think Fresno's going to get them the second time around. I do. 2.5, I'm not playing at 2.5. If it comes back up to 3, I'll think about it. It opened at 3, by the way, which means there's a little sharp action on Fresno. Just saying. However, I don't think that there is enough there to really make this a valuable play. There's no line value.
Just think Boise at home. Let's not forget Fresno in a revenge game.
But that's the thing. Boise State at home, different team, but Fresno in a good revenge spot. I think Fresno gets the 3, and I think I'll end up being on it. There's a good chance.
All right.
A good chance.
And then we got Northwestern, Ohio State. Ohio State needs to win by 50, right? 50?
I think Ohio State has to really just kill them. I do think that Northwestern's going to show up, though.
Northwestern's a quality team, well-coached, good defense, good running game, but they've been inconsistent at quarterback all year.
They are, and that's you're being fair, more than fair. I just think that this is, oh, man, this is a big spot for them. They have to come out. They have to prove something. I like the over 61 in this one, Joe.
By the way, Northwestern being in the championship game against Ohio State, to me, that just shows that it's a weak conference this year.
It is.
And if Oklahoma wins and Georgia loses, somehow Ohio State's going to get in.
That you're right. You're definitely right. I just think that there's...
That's why UCF, man!
But Ohio State's defense has been absolutely porous. We saw that the last couple weeks. Maryland, again, Michigan still put up a good amount on them, even though it's Michigan and their offense is as bad as advertised. I just think that you're going to see, I don't know, I just think that you're going to see, oh, I think that you're going to see the over. I think you'll see a lot of both teams put up a good amount of points. Northwestern's going to run the ball over Ohio State. That's what they'll do. That's what they'll try and do. I think the over 61 is the right side in that one. I also, I lean Northwestern, I do. I just think the 15.5 is too much, or 15 is too much for them. So I lean Northwestern there.
All right, and what else? Oh, Nelly, Alabama, the number one team in the country, led by Heisman hopeful Tua Tagovailoa, with also Jerry Jeudy at wide receiver, Alabama, whoa, Nelly. Give me the minus 14, please.
I got to be honest with you. I had a dream about, I had a dream the other week, and literally I just heard you say, oh, Nelly, literally in my dream, like over and over again. I was like, dude, you got to get out of my head. Yeah, Bama minus the 14 here. I mean, everyone's going to be on them, but Fromm just has not shown me enough. Georgia as a team does not show me enough. They're inconsistent. They went into LSU. They got smacked around. I do think, however, Joe, Georgia has one distinct advantage here.
Desperation?
The game is in Atlanta, Georgia.
Was the national championship in Atlanta last year?
I believe it was.
It was a tough year for Atlanta last year.
I believe it was.
With those late blowouts from behind.
This is in the Falcons stadium and Mercedes-Benz stadium.
Oh, okay.
It's in Atlanta,
There's
Georgia.
Been a couple big losses there I've seen before.
I believe you are correct. I just think that there's a good chance that helps Georgia. Maybe that lowers the line. You know me, I'm riding Alabama first half.
Ooh,
probably.
You know what, though?
I'm probably riding Bama first half.
I like Bama. And you're right about, you've been saying the last 2 weeks they haven't covered.
They have not covered, but I'm going to go back.
But they
to
win
well.
The second half.
They do. So you can always double down. I'm gonna go back to the well on Bama 7.5 probably. But I do think Bama's going to cover the 14. I just think they win by 17-20.
Saturday at 4 o'clock, people, watch this game. I think it will be close.
I can't believe this is the 4 o'clock game, and Ohio State Northwestern is the 8 o'clock game along Clemson Pittsburgh.
Vomit.
Like, what? What are we doing? I'm an Ohio State fan. What are we doing, guys? Like,
who booked that crap?
Bama's at 4, and Utah, and like Northwestern, Ohio State, Clemson, Pitt, or 8.
Yeah, but
come
we get
on.
Oklahoma to get the Red River Rivalry at noon, dude.
They didn't want to go up against the fight. They didn't want to go
against
the
fight. You know what? You might be right about that. We'll get into the fight a little bit later.
It's silly.
So those are our college picks. We reviewed our college games. But again, for those on the college playoff, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Georgia. Georgia knocks off Alabama. This is what I think. Actually, and I think I should clear this up.
Yeah, no,
Alabama's the fourth seed.
If Georgia wins, Alabama's the fourth seed and they stay in. If Bama wins, Georgia's out, Oklahoma's in. Unless Oklahoma loses to Texas, in which case then Ohio State is in. That's exactly what's going to happen.
If Georgia wins, they're in and it stays the same.
Bama, and I think Bama will end up facing
Georgia,
Clemson. Bama will face
Clemson will be one.
Yeah,
right.
Bama will face Clemson.
I wonder if they would do that. Clemson one.
Oh, I think they will.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What are they going to put? Notre Dame?
Georgia.
No. You can't. You cannot elevate them against an undefeated Clemson and an undefeated Notre Dame team. No way.
Okay.
No way.
All right. Even though UCF undefeated, they're going down this week. You heard it here first. All right, there's our college wrap-up. We got some NFL games coming up next. It's the Over-Under 985 podcast. I'm Joe Murray. He's Dan Lifshad. It's just two dummies.
Two dummies hitting 80% of their picks.
Who know nothing about betting at all. Now everyone's going to have a podcast.
Apparently all it takes is a failed baseball career and to be a complete other idiot to have a podcast about sports betting now. But I mean, whatever. What do I know? I just went, I just crushed my NBA picks. No, I don't know.
Two dummies. We got NFL talk coming up here on the other side, over under 985.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
DJ Nightrider.
You're listening to the Over Under 985 podcast. You can find all of our documented picks at Dan Lifshatz, at Joey Murr, and at Over Under 985 on Twitter. You can also listen to us Thursdays with Tutcher and Rich, 7 to 7:20 a.m. to discuss everything that's going on in the sports world of betting, the NFL, college football, and any other sports slate that is going on that week. Make sure to listen to us 7 to 7:20 a.m. every Thursday on Tutcher and Rich.
Over Under 985. And Dan Lifshatz goes, you know what this is the perfect week for?
In the NFL, it is.
What is it good for, Dan?
This is the perfect week for a 10-point teaser. And I have consistently told people teasers are a waste of money. For the most part, generally, I think they are. Two-team teasers, not great. Not historically great. Now, there are people who have had historical success with just two-team teasers. That is factually correct. However, and a big however, 10-point teases this week seem to be pretty good. Saints at 7. The Rams at 10. The Packers at 14. The Chiefs at 15. The Seahawks at 10. The Skins at 7. I mean, the Titans at 8. To me, this, if you're going to play 10-point teasers, this is the week
to do it. People.
This is the week to do it.
Don't do it.
I'm not telling you to do it. I'm just saying, if you want to do a 10-point tease, this is the week to do it.
Like, you could get Detroit at plus 10, tease them up, and lose by 3 touchdowns in you.
You're completely misunderstanding me.
Okay.
The Rams. I'm buying the Rams from
10. Oh, the Rams is the other way.
The Rams from 10 to
pick 'em. Get them just to win. Oh.
The Rams from 10 to pick 'em. The Packers from 13.5 to 3.5. And the Chiefs from 14 to 4.
Hmm.
I mean, that squares the day is long, but tell me who loses that.
I agree. But I don't like it. If I have to put $100 on that, risk 110 to win 100 on that, I don't want to do it. There's no fun in that for me.
Why? Because it's too easy?
It sucks.
It sucks.
It sucks.
That's the greatest take I've ever had. Ah, it sucks. It's too easy.
It sucks. Yeah, while everyone's like, dude, I'd love it with $100. No, what I want is, like, I don't know, the Atlanta Falcons money line, you know, at plus 150, and maybe parlaying that little bad boy with, like, the Cleveland Browns plus 5.5.
Stop. The parlays are the biggest waste of money of all time. You lose more money on parlays than you ever win.
I fundamentally agree with that.
You lose more money on parlays than you win. No matter how many times idiots on Twitter tell me, I bet $3,000 a game and I only bet $300 on parlays. Cool. You just lost a bet because you bet at least 10 parlays without winning one. So you just lost an extra bet.
So, for example, on Thanksgiving Day, I did a three-team teaser.
I know, Joe.
That's 6 points. Now,
I know.
I get more money on that.
Yes.
$1,000 gets me 1,800.
Yes.
So I hit all three games
and
I win.
Plus 180.
Okay. But when I parlay them, I take the Bears and the under and it hits because I felt good on both sides. But I had much, much, much more on the side than I did the parlay. I just want to share that.
Joe, a parlay is just a rollover. All you're doing is rolling the
All you're doing is hoping that your two bets hit, and then you double up on it. And what happens? You win one bet, you lose the other, then you lose the parlay, and then you lost money overall.
I'm just telling you, parlays, long-term, books only offer options if they are profitable for the books. There is not a single option the books offer you that is not profitable for them. So they are not offering you parlays because they are profitable. They're offering parlays because you are an idiot and you are going to bet five teams and you might win four of those five teams, but that fifth team you're going to lose and you just lost all your money. That is why parlays are dumb. Two-team parlays in specific qualifications, like this week, Washington, Oklahoma, if you want to bet those teams, didn't want to bet the spreads, that's fine. That's for like a normal size bet. I totally get that. I completely understand that. If you want to tell me you're betting 3, 4, 5 teams, you might as well just give me your money because I'll take it. I'll take your action. It's stupid.
So for
you're
example,
not going to win long term.
I like action reverses, and the reason why I like to bet action reverses.
Can you explain what everyone would?
So an action reverse is essentially taking two teams and parlaying them together. And I wish I could give you the better scenario of it, but let's just hypothetically say I take the Steelers 3.5 this week and the Ravens plus 1.5. Okay, and I put $100 on it. Okay, that means that I'm putting up 220 to win 400.
Correct, because you're betting more than one parlay.
But if I put 100 on a parlay, I only win 360.
Correct.
But both teams have to hit.
It's somewhat like a round robin, to be fair, correct?
Yes.
Except if you lose one, you don't lose everything.
Because I'd like that money to go bet again.
Right.
Some of these people who bet online and not with a ticket, when you lose a bet and then you win the next one, you get the money you put up and the money you won back, so you can now put that towards something else.
Right. So like a round robin is if you have like five teams you want to do a parlay, instead of doing a five-team parlay, you can do five parlays of two different teams, or you can do like 25 parlays of the five teams, and that's how you do a round robin.
I would just
and
like to
very
share
successful
that.
Successful if you hit all of them.
I would just like to share that I do this when I like two teams on a Sunday after I've had a big week. If I like two teams, I hammer it. Sometimes you might see 2,200 down to win $4,000, and it happens.
Joe, listeners, please ignore my friend Joe here for a minute. Do not bet parlays if you do not have a bankroll. If you are building a bankroll and you do not have a lot of money in that bankroll, do not bet parlays. You are wasting your money and wasting your bankroll. Once you have a bankroll and you want to futz around and, you know, build and do some stuff, and you think that you can hit some big, you know, big parlays, be my guest. I'll tell you this. I've known a lot of bettors. I've known one singular bettor who has ever profited long-term off parlays. One. Only one.
I'll be honest with you. I hit parlays often, but I think I lose them more than I win.
And you probably lose. You probably net around zero because you happen to hit at a higher percentage than most people do.
If I go 65% for a period of time, I won't take home the 60. I'll take home 50.
Right.
Because I'm losing the vig.
Right. Right. Exactly. But again, you happen to be a good bettor, Joe. And so, therefore, you hit at a higher percentage than most people. Most people cannot. So that is the difference.
I guess that's my take on it is I prefer to do an action reverse because if one team loses and the other doesn't, I still have 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock
correct.
To take the money back that I just put up to go out and bet it again.
It's like bet 365 all over again, Joe. You can pull that bad boy out anytime as long as you have a
lose. All right, let me throw a game at you real quick.
Let's start off the NFL slate.
Atlanta Falcons at home.
Well, let's start with tonight's game.
Oh, all right. New Orleans, -7, I mean, on the road. New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans.
Dallas,
Saints.
Dallas, Dallas.
Seven,
Dallas at 7.5.
Go marching in.
7.5. Give me Dallas 7.5,
when
baby.
The Saints go. Now, listen, if you have it at 7.5 and I have it at 7, there's a chance that I could push and you could win.
That is correct.
So I would buy the point. By a half a point.
I have Dallas 7.5 minus 120, which is pretty much what it is distinctly around multiple books. So in my opinion, I am going on 7.5.
Ready for this? 38-17 Saints.
No way. Dallas is going to keep it very close. I think Dallas keeps it within 2 to 3 points tonight. I think the Saints will escape with a win tonight. I do think that.
Whoa.
I just think that Dallas is... that was weird. I do think that Dallas is going to cover and easily.
Okay. I like 38-17, which would put the game what? 38-17? Well, I'm not good at math. 55. The total's 45. Over the total tonight.
I like the over too, especially for a Cowboys game. Weird. It's at 51.
Right. The reason why I want to start with Atlanta-Baltimore is because Atlanta's on the road. I mean, they're at home, sorry. They're getting 3 points, and, oh, everyone's all over Lamar Jackson now. 2-0, he's going on the road. On the road. And listen, Atlanta played a good game last week.
Wait, you have Atlanta as the dog?
Atlanta, I got it. Well, so on covers, I see Atlanta.
Atlanta's laying 2.5
right now.
All right,
then. See, line movement.
Atlanta is laying 2.5.
I like Atlanta in the spot. And Baltimore's got a shot at the playoffs still. Lamar Jackson... It's 2-0. I see. It's funny. The line moved on that one. So again, my interest in this is a rookie quarterback going on the road.
Yeah, Baltimore opened as a minus one favorite. So Atlanta's laying two actually, and it's going to go to 2.5. I got to tell you, Joe, I could not disagree more in this one. I think that we've seen Atlanta's true colors at this point. They're done. Their season is officially over. I mean, really, they don't have anything to play for.
Still go 9-7, dude.
They're 4-7, Joe. Their season is over.
Still go 9-7.
Their 9-7 is not going to be good enough for the wild card this year. Not in the NFC. You're going to have 10 wins probably to get into that, seriously, at this point. And they're not going to win out. They're not going to win 5 straight. I think that Baltimore struggled bad. But I think that Baltimore is the better team. And I think they've proven that. Lamar Jackson, again, it took him a while, but he finally got going versus Oakland last week. Rookie quarterback on the road, not great. I think I would lean Baltimore here. I would. I'm not going to play this one. I don't have any interest in this one. I do think I would lean Baltimore.
All right. I like Atlanta. How about Chicago? Do we know if Mitch Trubisky
Atlanta has a PP?
Nope.
No PP.
Okay. I like Chicago this week again. But nope. Do we know if Mitch Trubisky
is not playing? He's been ruled out. Chase Daniel is playing. Chase Daniel will be your starter on Sunday.
So I backed them last week, Dan. This is gambling, people. You back a team 1 week. They've had a longer week now to prepare.
So you like the Bears this week?
I feel like the Bears win 23-20 and don't cover.
Okay, I think that the Bears are going to steamroll the Giants. The Giants opened up last week real easily. They're up, what, 19-0?
And the Giants lost last week,
too. And they lost that
game.
Yeah, So, I mean, listen, at some point, you got to start just thinking these bad teams are going to continue to lose.
Yeah.
I think that Chicago is going to stack the box versus Saquon Barkley. And they're going to make They're going to make Eli Manning throw that rock. And in my opinion, that is a recipe for disaster. I think Chicago's defense is going to win this one for them. All Chase Daniel has to do is do the same thing he did against Detroit last week. Be steady, nothing downfield, throws in the middle of the field, don't turn the ball over. And if dump it off to Tariq Cohen, you run the ball with Jordan Howard. If you can do that, you're fine. I think Chicago is going to cover this one again. This is weird. This is me taking a public favorite here, Joe. I'm going Joe Murray public. I like the Bears this
Joe
week.
Public.
Pretty biggie.
The other thing I probably didn't mention in this one is the Giants offensive line blows.
Brutal.
So, yeah, now that I'm thinking about it.
Uh-oh.
I might buy it to 3.
Uh-oh. I may have convinced the guy.
May buy it to 3.
If I lose that one, he's going to be so mad.
Rams on the road at Detroit. Detroit coming off that loss on Thanksgiving Day. They're getting 10 points at home.
10 point teaser call today. No, I think that this is I think the Lions are going to somehow cover this one. I really do. 10 points is a lot. I don't know, man. Why bother? Take the over 55. I mean, really,
yeah.
every single one of these games going over, Stafford will probably get some points in there. If Stafford puts up 20 points, all I need is 20 points. The Rams are going to go over their team total 31.5. In fact, 31.5 for the Rams. I kind of like the over of that. That might be the best play of all. Team total 31.5. In fact, you know what, Joe? Give me the team total over 31.5 for the Rams. That is by far the best play on the board. By far.
I see 3 good games on the board this week.
I have almost zero. I have almost none.
Green Bay minus 14 against Arizona. I feel like Arizona's being a little disrespected in this one.
So this reminds me very much of the Dolphins spread a couple weeks ago, where Green Bay was like a 10-point or 11-point favorite at home, and everyone was like, well, Miami's being disrespected. They're a good team. And Arizona, to their credit, started off pretty well versus the L.A. Chargers last week. However, they faded down the stretch, and I think that this is going to be no different. I think that Green Bay is going to cover this one. They're at 13.5, and then Green Bay probably wins by like 17. I think Green Bay is going to cover this one.
The big
spreads are going to end up getting covered.
Yeah,
some point.
I was going to say, you mentioned the Dolphins thing. I was going to say the same exact thing. Arizona, though, I don't know. Is Rosen, since Byron Leftwich has taken over,
Rosen looks good.
They're
right?
A different team.
I like Rosen. He's my favorite quarterback of that draft, but they're not there.
Well, I mean, Baker Mayfield's better, and Lamar Jackson could be a playoff.
Rosen will be a better player than Baker Mayfield. Lock it up.
So I don't want to go there. I just think Rosen was a good pick. I'm not ready to go there yet, Dan. One year.
That's fair. No, that's fair. I've been a huge Rosen guy. I always have been. So I'm going to believe in him, and I'm going to continue to ride that Rosen.
I'm glad they went with him over. Mister, how much money in the world has Sam Bradford got?
Oh, my gosh. He's so bad.
So bad. So another game. These games suck. Carolina, Tampa Bay. Now, I want to be honest. I took an L last week. I took Carolina at home. They lost. But they lost because of Russell Wilson. All right, Russell Wilson on that fourth quarter
ridiculous.
Was ridiculous. That throw on the sideline. So, again, I don't know who Carolina is. I don't like Tampa Bay. I don't care about this game. But if I was going to make a play, I'd go under 54.5.
Wow.
The game sucks. What gets you excited?
I honestly don't even know where to go in this
Jameis
one.
Jameis Winston versus Cam Newton.
Divisional opponent. Both teams just cannot seem to stop the pass, which is why under 54.5 is scary to me, Joe.
Scary, but I like it.
Okay. I think you're on the right side there, to be honest with you, but still it's like a hold your nose play, in my opinion, and that's always tough for me. Listen, the 3 is like the same kind of spread that Tampa Bay has struggled with all year. And it's weird because they've actually covered a few of those 3 spreads, but recently they have really sucked on those. And that's what frustrates me here. Yeah, I think that Carolina is at 3.5, probably the right side. I don't think I can possibly find a play in this one that I like. I'm going to pass in this game completely.
Yeah, it sucks. Game sucks. Crap game.
Divisional game. Carolina does need that win, though.
Colts at Jacksonville. Now, Dan.
Oh, boy. I hear it in his voice.
Are you going to bet Jacksonville?
I hear it in his voice.
Because I got to tell you.
Are you going to bet Jacksonville?
No. I am on a personal fade of Jacksonville since that loss against the Colts a couple of weeks ago.
What did I tell you was my second favorite play last week, and I bitched out and did not play it? The Bills.
They're a little sneaky team at home.
I want to take Jacksonville. The line is telling me to take Jacksonville. Everything about this game says take Jacksonville, you idiot. I can't do it, though, because they suck so bad unless they're facing the Pittsburgh Steelers. That is the only team that they somehow seem to have the number on. Other than that, they suck. I can't take them against the Colts. The Colts are playing so well. And Luck is bound to have a dud at some point. He is. And he's been unreal right now. But at some point, I do think that the Colts will end up failing. I think there's a good chance it's going to be this week, Joe. I think the Jaguars may win this game.
No Leonard Fournette.
I'm not putting money on it. Nope. No siree, Bob. You will not find me putting money on this game. And by the way, no Blake Bortles. Cody Kessler starting at quarterback for the Jaguars.
Give me the Colts. PP minus 3.
Is that 4? Okay, yeah. That's
all right,
fine.
4.
That's fine. No, you're right. It's at 3. I was lying.
Give me the PP 3.
Yeah, it's
PP 3.
It's 5 dimes.
Colts on the road over Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this much. Indianapolis, hell of a team right now. They'll still get wiped in the playoffs, though.
Of course, there's Indianapolis, but nonetheless, this is a scary spot. Divisional game, Joe. We talked about it. Those divisional games, man. They're different.
Speaking of different, divisional, not divisional here in this case, but Denver at Cincinnati. You liked Denver last week.
I did.
Cincinnati without Dalton. They're going to go with Driscoll. I think
Driscoll's a decent
Okay, yeah, we agree.
Yeah.
But it's 5.5 now, too much for Denver.
Yeah, it's 5.5.
Yeah, 5.5.
It was a
home dog.
It was 4.5.
5.5 point home dog in this situation.
I think that Cincinnati's the side that you have to be on. I think if you're going to play this game, I think Cincinnati is the side that you have to be on without question. I don't think that I think the Denver's a different team away from home. Again, they have been a cover machine, to be fair, and we can't disrespect that. But I just I don't. Oh man, there's a 0% chance you will find me on Denver this week. So if because of that, I would lean Cincinnati, even with Driscoll. They're getting AJ Green back too. So I mean, that's another weapon that Driscoll will have. I just think that Driscoll keeps the ball in play, and they'll cover that 5.5. It will be within a touchdown.
I think Denver has a chance to run the table and possibly make a playoff run. I really do. So, yeah, I do like Denver, and I think Lindsay is the best. Is he the best running back in this draft?
No, Barkley is
the best. Oh, yeah. Besides Barkley, I guess.
Chubb.
Oh, yeah, second-round pick?
Yep, Chubb is the second best. I would even go to say I think Sony Michel has probably been right around Lindsay. I think you could probably say either one.
I think Lindsay's been better, man.
Well, Lindsay does different things, but he doesn't block like Michel does. Sony Michel can actually
Michelle's
pass block.
Like a real system guy.
He's a legitimate Pats running back, so he can do everything. All right. You want me to take you to the next one?
What is the next game for you?
Let's go Browns-Texans.
I was going there.
That's where you're going. Okay. Browns-Texans.
Who do you like off the bat?
Right off the bat, I like Cleveland. I think they're playing at a very high level right now. I think that 6 is probably about right. Like, the Texans are definitely the better team. But I think that, eventually they are due for a letdown. And Cleveland has been playing some very good football.
Cleveland got their first road win last week.
They did. They finally got their first road win. They've been playing some very good football. I don't think they're going to win. Which is why you won't see me on Cleveland again. I just think that right now, this week, if I had to take one, I think they're probably the right side. I do think, though, in this game, over 20.5 team total for Cleveland is a very strong play.
I like Houston 24-20. Cleveland hangs around.
I think that Cleveland's going to get over 20 points for sure.
Ooh.
I think Cleveland will probably get 27. I think if the Browns are going to cover in this game, it's going to be a high scoring game. They're going to have to score some points. The Texans are going to put up some points. So I think that in that case, Cleveland will get over 20.5. So.
All right. And moving on, Buffalo, Miami.
Well, I thought about this one today because when I was asked this morning, I had no idea what to do. My answer is I have no idea what to do. I really don't. I have no read on this game whatsoever, Joe.
Miami, dude.
I think
to go 6-6.
I think Miami is the right side. I do. I want to agree with you. I think they're the right side.
Why are we overthinking NFL games?
Is
that the problem lately? Is that what people are doing?
Maybe.
We're overthinking these things.
Okay, fine. Let's let it ride. Miami. Miami's the better team. Buffalo coming off a big win. Now they're going on the road. Miami -4. And the under 40. Miami is going to win 13-10.
Josh Allen, the running machine.
13-7.
Him in Miami, dude. Josh Allen's first game. I'm not buying it.
You don't like those rookie road quarterbacks?
Nope. How about Tennessee, a vomit 10-point favorite against the Jets.
On to the 4 o'clock slate. Yeah, I think Tennessee is going to cover that 8 pretty easily. I think wow. The Jets suck. I really do.
I guess Darnold's playing.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. That's even better, in my opinion. Darnold turns the ball over more than any other rookie quarterback. I said it from the beginning of this year. I think Darnold's going to suck. Darnold and Allen are not going to be good. And Baker Mayfield is going to be a good quarterback, but not great. And I think Josh Rosen is going to be a great quarterback. So, yes, and I think Lamar Jackson has a chance to be solid. So, yeah, I'm rolling Tennessee this week. No questions asked, in my opinion.
Kansas City, 14.5-point favorites at Oakland.
Divisional game, you have to give me Oakland.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either. I'm just saying if I was going to, I
wouldn't bet this game. But if I was, I would take the Chiefs and let it roll. And I would do a parlay. Like them in the Packers, both 14-point favorites. Just wrap it up in a little parlay for a couple hundred bucks and call it a day.
Just
because you know
point.
Why? You know why? Because if they both hit, you win. If they both lose, it was too many points.
Dude, the Packers are like -900. You're not going to lay a two-team minus 900 parlay.
Yes, that's what I do.
No, that's just dumb. Don't do that. Please.
Just give you the money?
Please, bettors, don't do that. That's no.
Don't do that. I'm kidding.
Just do a 10-point tease. Throw the Rams in there. They're not going to lose to Detroit.
Ready? Seattle's hot, baby. They're hot. They're also 10-point favorites against San Fran. I believe these two teams played recently.
They did.
And Seattle won 24-13 by 11. That was a year ago. So, I like Seattle at home.
I thought you would say that. Yeah, I'm gonna take the Niners here. I think the Niners are in those like big spots when they need a cover. I think this is going to be a letdown game for Seattle, too. Huge win last week versus Carolina. I know they're at home, but this is a huge letdown spot for them. The Niners need to generate a little bit of something. I think this is a good spot. Division opponent. 10 points to the Niners, to me, feels pretty safe. I think I like the Niners in this one. They always play Seattle tough, even when Seattle had an elite defense. I like the Niners to cover that 10-point spread, in my opinion.
All right, Dan, I want a big breakdown on this Patriots-Minnesota game. And don't give me the, well, Pats, they beat the Jets. No. Minnesota has now been on primetime 2 weeks in a row. They lost one, they won the other. So, I ask you this. Green Bay... And who they beat last week? They beat Green Bay last week, and then they lost to the Bears.
Yeah.
So back-to-back weeks, Patriots have beat both of those teams. Patriots at home, but can they win by five? I don't know. I think the Patriots win the game. I'm buying it down to three.
This is the kind of – you're crazy. This is the – you might as well just take the money line at that point. This is the – what is it? What is three? What? Hold on. Well, hold on before I get into this game. What is buying it down to three, Joe?
I'll tell you right now, damn it.
What is the juice at three?
I'll tell you.
What is the juice at three?
So my book has it at six. So there will be a lot of money for me to do that. But if I did, it'd be 165.
165. Okay. So you're telling me that you'd rather have the Pats at three.
I'm waiting for the line to move.
Then just take that 235.
Or should I tease it? Get it down to a pick'em?
Tease it? Point of money line parlay? I mean, you want to do a parlay. You might as well parlay the Pats and the Rams or something. I mean, you want to talk about parlaying minus 900 teams, but you won't parlay the Pats? Come on. Okay. No, this is... The line was 5.5 this morning, Joe. It's down to 5. The sharp money's coming in on Minnesota, and I get why. I do. Listen, Minnesota is a good offensive team. Diggs and Thielen are going to run wild. Diggs is playing. They're going to run wild on the Pats secondary. Rudolph is a good tight end. Their running game sucks. Murray and Cook are. However, at some point, those guys are going to get on a bit of a roll. Cooks, I still believe, is a talented guy. They have a good offensive line. Cousins is a generally good quarterback most of the time, makes most of the throws, not playing in primetime this week, so that's a good thing. That's always a plus. I will tell you this, Joe. In my personal opinion, I think the Pats are going to have a very tough time in this game. This shouldn't be like a huge, like high-scoring game, but I think it's going to be. The Pats defense really have their work cut out for them this week.
They suck. The Pats defense still sucks in the secondary. And
Gilmore was talking about it the other day, saying they have a huge task ahead. Thielen and Diggs are going to be very tough to stop. I think that the Vikings defense.
I also think Murray and Cook will be hard.
Better.
I don't trust Kirk Cousins at Gillette Stadium. I like the Patriots to win. I don't like 5 points. So should I just bet the Vikings?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to be on the Vikings. I'm probably going to be on Minnesota minus plus 5.5. To be perfectly frank with you,
you hear that, people? We don't know. I think we like the Patriots to win, but we don't like the line.
I think Minnesota's going to win somehow.
Minnesota sucks.
They do. You're right. But you know me. You cover, you win. So I cannot talk myself in the Pats getting 5 points. Can't do it.
Sunday night football. Pittsburgh Chargers. This is a good game. I'm going to watch this one. Pittsburgh minus 3.5 off their loss last week against Denver. I ask you this, Dan Lifshitz. Who should be favored in this game?
I think the right team is favored. I think Pittsburgh at home is a different team, and I think we've talked about that a good amount this season. I do think that the Chargers are going to hold their own this week. I wonder where the money is going to go in this game. I do.
I got to bring something up that's important.
Okay, go ahead.
Melvin Gordon, MCL sprain.
Right. So Melvin Gordon's out. However, Eckler has been pretty good in his when filling in for him. I mean, really, when Gordon has been out, Eckler has filled in to a pretty solid level, I have to say. And so I think that there's going to be a pretty good amount of money on this. I will tell you, Joe, the over-under opened at 52.5. It's down to 51.5. I think there's going to be some more defense in this game than people want to think. I like the under 51.5. I'm going to agree with the sharp minds on this one. The under 51.5 to me is the right side of this one if you're going to bet this game.
Okay, that's going to be a good one. Sunday night. For all those people who believe in the Chargers, you can get them at 3.5. And I bet you the public will take Pittsburgh. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a close game. I just think the difference is Melvin Gordon. He makes the Chargers a much better team, a different team.
He is dynamic.
I think he's the second best running back in the league.
I think no.
As far as impact goes.
Gurley, Hunt.
Okay.
Kamara. Okay. I don't think he's not better than any of those guys. But he's right there, Joe. You're right. He's in that discussion, like, not the first tier, but I think he's like the next tier down. He's like the top guy. I think Barkley's getting close to that area too.
Yeah.
And so is McCaffrey. So I think that those guys are the next tier down. But I do think that he's a top five running back for sure.
Final game Monday night. I think Washington's being disrespected at right now. Eagles are -6 on Monday night against Washington, who's still in it. Now, maybe Philly feels like they're still in it.
Nice 6.5.
I like Washington. That's 6 points is too much for a divisional game like this.
Especially,
and I won't bet it, but I like Washington.
No, you're kidding.
I know. I'll probably bet it.
I probably won't bet it. Are you kidding? I'll probably get it. To be fair, I just, I think you're right, Joe. I do think you're right. I think that the 6.5 is too much for Washington, but they're just so banged up right now. And I know that Philly has been terrible, but that's why the 6.5 is weird. Shouldn't this line be 4.5, maybe 5.5, max? 6.5 is a lot. I think Philly is going to win by a touchdown. Washington was embarrassing on Thanksgiving. Can't back them. I know it's a long week for them, but really embarrassing.
Colt McCoy.
Embarrassing. He was terrible. He was awful. He might have been their worst player of that game.
Mark Sanchez, who didn't play.
I wish there was a butt fumble. That would have made me.
By the way, Washington did get hosed. There was a helmet-to-helmet penalty that wasn't called. Helped me and win my bet. But Jordan Reed, I think, I don't even know if he's going to play this week because he threw his helmet.
I believe he's playing.
Okay, well. He threw his helmet a lot. So that's it, man, for the NFL. I just want to mention something quickly about boxing. Yay! A world heavyweight fight. Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury this week. This is a fight that people should want to watch, especially when it comes to heavyweights. Wilder is 6'7", 230 pounds, Dan. He's fought 40 fights and has knocked out 39 people. Okay? Tyson Fury, on the other hand, I think he has 27 career fights. 19 knockouts. He beat Vladimir Klitschko in 2015. Ended up gaining a ton of weight. Had some performance issues. Got kicked out. Lost his titles. He's back now. I know in one fight, he fought at 267. Beat the guy up so bad, he retired in the fourth round. His last fight, I think he won in the 10th round. So, overall, Wilder should be the favorite. The line's close here. The total of rounds is 9.5. I think it's going to be a good fight. It goes to the judges. When it happens like that, I normally lean towards the underdog, but I'm going with the over in this fight.
Okay, so if you're going with the over, right, you're going with the over, that means that you think that Fury is going to at least have a chance to win, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So in that case, why not take Fury at +120 and the under 9.5 at +130?
No, I just want to make one bet. And enjoy the fight.
Okay.
And I'm going over.
I'm just saying that I think because I think the over and Fury are probably going to be correlated, in my personal opinion. I think the more money that comes in the over, the more likely it means that Fury is going to win. Wilder's going to have to really knock Fury out to win this game because Fury is going to just try and get points. As is pretty much, isn't that what we heard? That Fury is going to try and point him to death. So Wilder's going to have to probably knock him out. in that case, I always lean the dog. I think that Wilder is going to win this one. I think Wilder should be a much higher line of minus 140. Fury is what? Coming off like a 160-pound weight drop, and the dude has been like drinking his ass off.
The guy's a nutbag.
I mean, I can't, you know, back that. And I don't know. I mean, I've seen the guy fight, and he's always a good fighter, but I can't back him for more than that. No way. So yeah, give me Wilder in the minus 140. I know that's not usually what we do.
Square.
Here. Yeah, it is.
Square you're play
on,
alert.
Yep, it is. You're 100% right. I'll take Wilder. Give me Wilder.
I actually do like Wilder, but this guy Fury, man, I'm telling you, he's been through the ringer. He's like the transpo. What's that guy's name? Jason Statham?
He's the cockroach.
He's just I don't know how else to say it, man, but he's crazy. Like, I give him a chance. I don't know. I love those crazy little fuckers. Anyways, I didn't mean to swear. What else we got, Dan? Your daily pick in the NBA has been working out?
Yeah, so this week it's been 1-2 this week. Slow. Not great. If you count Sunday, it's 2-2. So I do count Sunday usually, but I know people won't count it because they'll say, oh, Sunday's not a new week. It's last week, so whatever. I don't care, to be honest with you. But it is 2-2 if you count Sunday, 1-2 if you don't count Sunday. Been slow week. I actually, it's pretty funny. Every single game that I liked last night won except for the one that I picked. Every single game. I liked Minnesota. I liked the Atlanta Hawks under. I liked the Bucks not to cover. I like so much last night, and the one game that I chose did not cover. So that was pretty crappy for me. I liked another under too. I can't remember exactly what it was off the top of my head, but it was like under two something. Anyways, so moving on. I think that, again, moving forward with a daily pick, the best thing to do, again, is just pick and choose your spots. Just because there's a game or just because there's 8 games on the board doesn't mean you have to bet one of them or all of them. It doesn't mean you have to bet any of them. Just pick and choose your spots and try and find value. So tonight, Golden State at Toronto, 8:05. It's going to probably about to start in like a minute or two. Toronto opened at 8-point favorites, lines at 9.5 now. The over-under opened at 224.5. Under, it's now over-under 223. I agree with the Sharps there. I think the game is going to go under. I also think that Toronto is the first half is the right side. Toronto is the second-best first-half team against the spread in the NBA. And one of their losses against the spread was against the best team in the NBA against first half against the spread. That was the Memphis Grizzlies. That was the last game that they played. So Toronto didn't cover that first half. Memphis did. Toronto, I believe, is 16-6 first half, 9-2 against the spread first half at home. So I'm going to be riding that trend tonight. I like Toronto to cover the 5 first half at home. In the Clippers and Kings, I think the under is the play. The 236.5 is just too much in that game. I do think it's going to be an offensive game, but that is a high one. And I think the Pacers and Lakers are going to go over 220. I think that this is going to be a spot where both teams are going to score a lot of points tonight. Whenever you see a Pacers total that's pretty high, usually that means the game is going over, because once the Pacers should have some pretty lower totals, 211, 212, 213. Once you start getting that 220 range, you're probably leaning at an over, to be honest with you.
That's Dan Lifshitz, everybody.
So that's us today. I'm not going to do Friday's games. I honestly have not looked at a single thing. So not doing them. But yeah, I think that would be your NBA look for tonight.
All right. We're going to be, once football's over, people, we're going to be diving right in. We've already dived into college basketball. Gonzaga, number one, they beat Duke last week. So we'll be diving into that. More NBA. That Celtics under 58 wins looking pretty good.
I told you, that was so easy.
So that's one of the plays that we had earlier this year. So that's it. You want to take anything to the window? Or are we good?
Yeah. Do you have anything for the window?
No. My only thing is this, everybody. We bet it, we post it, and we either win or we lose. I don't care if you fade me or follow me, and I don't think Dan does either.
No, I don't care.
But like, don't sit there and say we're lying or we post everything. Like, how many, think about services and stuff. Call me now for tonight's. They give you a pick and you lose. What happens to the guys? They still got their money. You know what I mean? We just lose our credibility. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if we win, you guys are like, well, you're a square anyways. You know what I mean? So, like, there's no winning anyways.
Well, okay, to be fair, here's the thing. When we started this, we both knew that this was going to be frustrating for a lot of people. I understood about the fact that there were going to be a lot of people tonight, or just in general, on the Super Bowl who did not believe that we were going to win. Because in general, Joe, what happens in betting? Most people lose because most people just bet the favorites. They bet the favorites, they bet the overs, they call it a day. So that's normally what happens in sports betting, and that's why people lose long term. We don't do that. Even Joe likes to pick and choose his favorites. He does. He's a square. But however, in the NFL this year, the squares have been sharp. There have been plenty of sharp squares. Square is a new sharp. Sharp is a new square. Whatever you want to call it. And so Joe's done very well in the NFL, and he seems to be doing well in pretty much everything he touches right now, with the exception of Ohio State college basketball last night. Told you on that one.
Damn Syracuse.
Yeah, I told you. They Ohio State struggles versus the zone. I don't know why. They always do. It's so frustrating. Again, I'm a Buckeyes fan. I'll just tell you this. We're not asking for money. I don't want to be anything. We have been offered money. We've been offered tickets. We've been offered perks. We have turned everything down because of the fact that this is for you guys. This is for the listeners. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm the greatest bettor of all time. I'm definitely not. I don't think Joe would claim to be the greatest bettor of all time either. But we're good bettors, and we make good money. You guys have now seen that.
We're all in it together, man.
I mean, you know, that's the thing. Again, as Joe said, we're all in it together. And we post everything on Twitter for the most part, you know. And so because of that, you know, we feel that, you know, we, you know, can do what we can do, you know. And if you ask us questions about games, we'll try and do our best to, you know, let you know how we feel about the game and such. But you just have to remember that, no, we're not going to win every single game. You can't expect us to win every single game, because that's not how this works. But we're going to win more than we lose. And if you listen to us long term, you're going to win some good money.
And if we lose, we'll take our L's. So,
which we have.
Little public service announcement. We're doing well right now. Thank you. When we do bad, we'll let you know.
We will.
But right now, fade. Don't follow.
Don't fade.
Or fade, because we're so good right now.
Do whatever you want. I don't care.
All right. Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. This is, what, our 20th episode?
20th episode, big 20. By the way, most listened to episode again last week. Thank you. Keep it coming. Keep listening. And we'll keep making money for you guys.
All right. For Dan Lifshatz, I'm Joe Murray. This is Over Under 985.
Who you got?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.